One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to The Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Free way to help the show, go over to Apple, iTunes, whatever it is, and give the show a 5-star rating and review. Help us out over there. And come see me on tour. If I'm in your town, when you're around, tickets are available at ryansickler.com. I'll be going through all of 2024. Very excited to have my guest here today, back here with me in The Way Back. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Drew Lynch. Welcome to The Way Back, Drew Lynch.
So glad to be back. There's a timer up there. It gives me, in speech therapy, they give you a, I did speech this morning, and they give you a timer, and
should we
you
hide
have
that?
To like try to, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's just so funny that like, thank
yeah,
you. It's
go.
Just like, I'm like I'm already, I got to say the thing. Like what happens is if you bring in like a, if you bring in something, whatever, if you bring in your exercises that they give you, and they sometimes it's like a, it's a time thing. So sometimes I'll bring in pieces of my set. I'll bring in like bits of my, my thing or whatever. And it's very, very difficult to do stand up already, but it's very difficult to do it where in front of your speech therapist, who is just, she's just listening for how it's being said. So, you know,
not even for any humor at all. Filter for whether this is funny to me or
right.
not. It's just as he's saying everything
right.
phonetically correct.
Right. And so
if you're not getting it done in time, she's like, time!
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't get
yeah.
to your punchline.
Run it back. Right. Yeah. She's training me, man.
Yeah.
Training me. I got a headband
back
on.
Back to your corner.
Gatorade.
Time!
Yeah.
Oh,
so it's
man.
Just so funny that the first thing I see up there is that timer, and I'm like, no, it's okay. I just got a little.
That's what this backseat was about a lot back in the day. Anxiety, watching cars skid up to you and everything else. You know,
but as a kid though,
you're right there.
But as a kid though, because I was never in a way back seat, but I would be in the back of the car with like the groceries and stuff like that. You know, as a kid, you would just opt to be like, no, I want to be back there,
yeah.
and you know, making faces at all the people in traffic. For whatever reason, you just felt fearless. Like you wanted the car to get, you're like, you want like get as close as you can to me. You know what I mean?
So we were talking before we start. Wait, actually plug whatever you'd like, please. Where can people
sure.
see you on tour, your
sure.
podcast?
Sure. My podcast is called Did I Stutter? You can find it everywhere. You can literally just find me at the Drew Lynch on socials, and tickets are on my website, drewlynch.com.
We were talking before just picking your brain about growing up and stuff. And one of the things you pointed out, you said you were not a good kid, which we are going to talk about.
I know,
about.
I'm so embarrassed about it.
But, because you look like, you know, you got that Nick Swardson, this is, you know, grandma's boy vibe. You know what I mean? Like this little guy,
yeah.
this nice young man.
Yeah.
So I like to hear that there's a fiery Drew Lynch growing up. But you mentioned daycares, which struck me. So tell me about daycare. Were you in daycare a lot?
I was in daycare a lot. So the reason that I think I was a bad kid, and I don't think I was necessarily maybe a bad kid. Maybe I'm not giving myself enough credit. It's just I used the fact that I grew up in Indiana, and then I was forced to move to Vegas when I was like 8. I used that as just like, well, I'm just gonna act out. You know what I mean? And the fact that my parents were like, they moved for work, so they were always gone, and they weren't able to have like somebody look after us. So they put us in daycare.
And how many of us?
My brother, my sister, and I. So there's three of us growing up.
And are you close enough in age that you're all in the same daycare together and stuff
like
that?
My brother and I were, and then my sister was like way, way, like a few down. But I definitely know that it was all, you know, we were all in the same daycare, and then we would, you know, we would move daycares whenever, you know, we got kicked out of one of them.
You would get kicked out?
Yeah. Yeah. I was a tyrant.
What would you do to get kicked out of a daycare?
I would bully other kids.
In what ways? What are you doing to them?
Are
you physically punching them, or are you just taking their shit?
No,
what are you doing?
You disguise bullying through sports. Like, sports is a physical activity, and, you know, whatever. Mind you, I'm like 8 or 9, whatever. And it would be like, it was just like bully people into playing. You know what I mean? Like, if you need to, people would be like, no, I don't want to play because things got weird last time. You were a little mean last time. And I'm like, let's do it. You know what I mean? And it was always about the distraction of the game. If it was like kickball, or if it was like throwing a football across the thing, or whatever, like, it was always just ultra competitive. I was just ultra competitive, and if I didn't get necessarily what I wanted, which was to either win or to get a team or whatever, I was just a bad kid. I was just, you know, I would like crayons on the walls, like unscrewing one of the table, like when the table's got the four legs, unscrewing some of that shit, messing people, like, you know, like goop underneath the tables type thing. Like, just
listen, as a parent, I want to give you a little bit of credit here. I want you to go easier on yourself here, because this is what I'm hearing. I'm not hearing a kid that bullied some people. I'm hearing a kid that convinced some people to step in between the lines. And once they're inside the lines, I'm hearing a kid like myself who has the Bo Jackson attitude. If my grandma's on that field and she's wearing shoulder pads, we're running her ass over. All right. So I don't know if you were a bad kid. You know, just competitive.
I just
like
asked
that fire,
more
bro.
People. Yeah.
You See, were the Michael Jordan.
That
back.
Was
there
before the move. That was before the move.
This kid right here is yelling at everybody. Why the defense not working, huh? Why the defense not working, huh?
Who's in the slot? Yeah. Yeah.
Just hitting kids running across the middle and
bad. Bad. And then I remember they had like a Nintendo that you had to wait your turn to play or whatever. And it was just like one Nintendo. It was just like, and there was this a line of kids that were just like, that was the thing to do. It was just
Nintendo.
And would
you get a timer on it?
What are you bringing back timers again?
That's what I'm saying. You got a lot of timer trauma, I'm thinking, in your life.
So. Yeah. So it was just,
I'm
no,
in the
if you
of
lost.
Time. You're like, I just started Donkey Kong.
It was just, so they had Super Mario, right? Mm-hmm. It was Super Mario. And if you lost, then it was the next person's turn or whatever. And I was just doing shitty things. Or if I lost, I took the controller. I took it outside or whatever. I would just literally, I'm like, and now I'm up in the canopy on the playground, and they have to send an adult. No kids are going to come get me. So they got to send Glenda, who is in her 60s. She's the person who drove us to all of our field trips. Her name was Glenda, and she's up there with her. I remember this. She's got her hands on the back of her sides like this, and she's like, "Come down!" Like, she's like, "Come down now."
Where are you, in a tree?
No, I'm in the canopy. Yeah, I'm in the canopy on the jungle thing, and I just remember that it was like the daycare was sectioned off they had a turf. And then they had wood chips. Remember the wood chips, the shit that would get in your socks? And then they had gravel.
Listen, no, yeah. I'm 51. We're about to talk about my daycare.
Oh, no. Would you have asbestos? Or
it sounds like, yeah. It sounds like this was a facility where I'd pick up my nieces and nephews, where you'd be buzzed in, have to sign in and out, you know. Sounds like that. I'll wait to hear the daycare we went.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, so basically, yeah, I just, it was, it was just things that I was doing that I just remember being. And I remember, here's another thing too, is the vending machine. My brother and I would, we would hack into the vending machine because they had a vending machine that you would pay for. But what it is it was just like, it's one of those circular keys that you kind of push in. And so my brother and I, we found a way to like hit the right pressure. There was like one of those, remember those skinny markers? They were like a skinny marker. They were like, not the classic markers, but like the really, really skinny long ones. It was an exact shape match for the circular key that went into the vending machine, and we would hack the vending machine, and while the teachers weren't looking or whatever, you had to, like, the thing would pop out and then you would have to twist it.
We would steal things.
They would have little Pokemon cards in there too.
Oh, it wasn't just snacks.
No.
Oh, yeah, they had little
Pokemon cards in there too.
And you selling them to the kids. Yeah, inside.
No, dude. We have no way. You guys can have the
Linda!
Yeah, go. Me,
come get these Lynch boy.
Oh, dude, my God. I feel so bad about this. I have to be red in the face right now because I've never told anybody this. There's going to be kids that come out on this. There's going to be kids in the comments be like, I fucking knew there's going to be this kid. He still has the controller. I know it.
Yeah, I hope you do.
He never returned it.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's, yeah. So it was bad. I remember there was this kid. I can't believe I'm going to say this. There was this kid who he got made fun of constantly. See, everything that happened to me as an adult, I deserved. Do you know what I'm saying? When I had everything that has happened to me, yes, I deserved. And that is going to be, and I want that you to keep that in mind when I tell you this next thing. There was this other kid who, I remember this kid named, his name was, my brother and I, we would make fun of this kid. His name was My Knee. And we always thought it was just so fun. Like, I remember one time.
Listen, that is the funniest shit ever when you're a kid.
It is.
When you're hanging around Johns and Mikes and Drews and everything, My Knee.
Just
sounds ridiculous.
But he was from somewhere else, and it just, you know, I feel so bad because it's just like, you know I was lashing out because I had left everybody back in my childhood. I made all my friends in Indiana, and then when I was forced to go, it was just, I was so like, all right, well, it's not even like I want to reinvent myself. It's just like I felt like I always had to like claw my way into, you know, a friendship group or a power position in order to just be like, no, I haven't lost time. I'm making up for the fact that, you know, I'm traumatized over the fact that I was forced to move. So this kid named My Knee, my brother and I
I'm laughing at him. I'm 51, bro. All right.
This kid named My Knee. I remember he was so like, he wasn't actually that nice, but I do know that when we played kickball one time, I remember he whiffed on a kick and he lost his weight under him and he hit something in his legs or whatever, and he's holding his leg. Mm-hmm. And my brother and I are laughing so hard because we're like, my knee. We're doing that, like, he's weeping and he's in pain. I mean, we're just like we're also crying but from laughter because we're just like, my knee. Like, the circumstances of the stars aligning to where this kid hurt his leg.
Has to scream my knee in front of people.
No, and we're like, no, it was your knee. Just say it. It's your fucking knee. Say that it was your knee.
His
mom would come pick him up, and because we never believed that his name was My Knee. His mom would come pick him up and she'd be like, My Knee, let's go. And we were just like, I can't believe it. She's either in on the bit or that's his name.
The bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit they're doing.
Yeah. So it was just.
I mean, listen, that's what kids do. We're idiots. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a girl. I don't know if I should say her name because I'm not sure how common it is, but I'm going to because it has to be said to understand what we did. But she was an exchange student. This is like second or third grade, and her name was Pen Sen. And we all called her Pen Sil. You know, that was our big third grade fucking joke.
Yeah.
And she got sick of it, of course. Of course. She's in a new place trying to fit in, and we're all like, hey, Pencil.
Yeah.
And just making fun of her fucking name and, you know, just idiots.
Yeah.
And the teacher yells at you, and then you can't say anymore. So you whisper it behind her back.
Yeah. Yeah. And and it's never good. It was never clever either. Yeah.
You throw that shit behind him in class?
It's just, it was never clever either.
Yeah, it's not
You
good.
Know, it's never dumb. Like a good... good thing that you say. Like in hindsight, you're just like, God, I wasn't even funny. And the fact that you thought it was so clever, and I was just relentless with like saying it and as often as you could, you know what I mean? Like even if the kid was trying to just be earnest with like whatever, you know what I mean? Like even if he was just like, man, you guys can't be, you know, you guys can't be mistreating all the kids on the playground like this. And then it would get right quiet, and it'd be like, shut up, my knee. Yeah. And you're like, and then everybody, all the kids are like, ah, and you're like, yeah. It's just so unclever. I'm cringing at the fact
it's primitively stupid.
Yeah,
dude.
It's so bad. So we were in and out of daycares, and I remember that growing up in Vegas, that's where I started going to a lot of the daycares, and there's only so many places that you can take you know, a bunch of kids on a field trip in Vegas. And I always remember that every single place that we ever wanted to go was always through a casino.
How did you sleep last night? If it was anything less than great, then let me introduce you to my not-so-secret secret for better sleep, Calm. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives, and that time for meditation may vary. Since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide content that caters to your preferences and needs. Calm can help you dedicate just a few minutes each day to reduce stress, improve your focus, and increase your overall well-being. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/wayback, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. Stress less, sleep more, and live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/wayback. Go to calm.com/wayback for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/wayback. The days are warmer, the walks are longer, and one easy way to help your dog shine this season is with fresh, healthy food from The Farmer's Dog. The Farmer's Dog makes real fresh dog food and delivers it right to your door. Recipes are developed by vet nutritionists, made from real meat and veggies, portioned just for your dog, making it easy to say goodbye to burnt brown balls and feed your dog real food with real benefits. All right? Look. This little lady eats it all the time now. Loves the chicken, loves the turkey. They got her name on the packs, show you how to properly portion it. We love The Farmer's Dog, all right? It's the smart, healthy pet food you can feel good about feeding your pup. It's the best option for dogs of all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo. It's real healthy food. They even go a step further and send all the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique needs. This makes it easy to help your dog maintain their ideal weight, one of the biggest predictors of a full, healthy life. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/wayback. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/wayback to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/wayback.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
like if you wanted to go bowling, if you wanted to go to the movies, if you wanted to go visit like the Mandalay Bay, like the animals at the Mandalay Bay, we took some really, really cool trips, but it was always, always through a casino. So I always felt like desensitized to it, and I don't gamble
it's
now.
It's very interesting you say that, because I, you know, most people outside of any place like a Vegas or an Atlantic City or whatever, out in the water or whatever down, you know, New Orleans, I think you can gamble on like river boats and stuff. But I didn't get into a casino until I was 21, because you're not allowed to be in them until you're 21. But you guys are going in as kids and seeing the – that's very interesting to see that side of Vegas or degenerate gambling and shit at 8,
and just
9.
Like the looks of just – like I think that's what made me not want to ever gamble, is you would see like a guy, he's got his oxygen tank here and he's sitting on the thing.
It's always,
and he's just kind of looking just like this, and you know, and you're just like, I mean, and it's daytime, and you know, and you're just like, man, what is this guy lost? What has this guy gone through? Yeah. You
it's
know,
like 11:30. You're on a field trip.
Yeah, yeah, we're on a field
Come
trip.
Come on, kids,
and it's
let's
just
go
like,
see the Tigers that ate Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
you guys are like, this guy is a
yeah. Literally that.
This is what you guys are seeing.
Literally that.
At 9 years old.
Literally that. Nine years old.
I had first time I ever even went in a casino. I'm 21. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I consider like Indiana to be my home, but Vegas also kind of shaped me just a little bit, because you know, we lived in this, we got into this house that was in an area that wasn't fully developed, and it was right next to a park that was getting built. And so what we would do is it was a constant construction site. So we would hop the wall, and we would mess with a lot of the construction site. Like we would put the cones in a position that when the cars had to drive, like
the
they would have to we were living next to a main street. So the street was a main street, but the next to that street was the park that was getting developed, right? So that main street was used often. And what my brother and I would do, God, he was such a bad influence. I'm saying this out loud, or maybe it was me. And we would just like, we would reconstruct a lot of the cones so that the cars would have to, they would do like a thing, and then they would face each other like this, because we made them eventually the same lane. So we made them
That's
the same
so
lane.
Damn
yeah.
Dangerous,
yeah.
Dude.
I know. It's not a,
Glenda,
it's not,
get the Lynch boys, got the cones out in the road again.
She came home with us. Get down.
That's dangerous as shit, man.
It is.
Yeah, I see it now. What you mean? Yeah,
but also,
isn't it also funny though? Just as drivers, we see cones, and naturally, we're just gonna go through them. I don't know that a 9-year-old didn't set this up. Now out here, every time I go through a fucking coned area, I'm gonna think of you and be like, "How do we know a child didn't just throw these out here right now?
How do we know this doesn't
There's
end?
There's no worker around anywhere. Nothing." This guy caused a head-on collision, these two kids.
Living wall side that is shared with a main street like that. We would do all kinds of it's just mischief, man. It was full on reckless hoodlum behavior. We would throw water balloons over, like we were trying to time it. We had a lookout that would sit on top of the wall, and they would kind of duck.
And when you
they
say
would
a main road, so when a car's about to come by now, and you're going to try to water balloon, how fast are we going? 50?
No,
45,
no. So it's not that. It was like
35,
30, 30, 35.
Two-lane double yellow road.
No, two-lane double yellow road.
No
yes,
shoulders, two. Just grass on the sides.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Sidewalk, mm-hmm. Lane,
sidewalk.
Lane.
There could be people.
Sidewalk, lane. You can pull up the address if you want.
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Can you look up cross streets, Buffalo and Washington? There.
You
have
a cul-de-sac?
That's it. It's a cul-de-sac. That's
okay.
It. That's the house right there.
That's where you
live? That's
lived?
The house, yes. So in the backyard.
Nice house.
There,
that's nice
in
house.
The backyard there. So that park didn't exist.
Okay. So what was there? Before, just
it was just
field,
desert. Just desert. We would play paintball out there and stuff like that. So this is the wall.
This is the road right here where you're throwing water balloons.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah.
Here's the sidewalk that someone could easily get smushed into, crushed into that wall.
Yeah, yeah. So this is it right here. And here, can you turn it around here?
Give us a Kristen? Spin around.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So this,
so this
is
all
desert.
This is what they were building when you were.
This is all desert. Got now, it. If you go to the right here, Kristen, okay, slide up. There you go. This is the that backyard right there. So turn to the right. That's the wall. This is the wall right here. That was the
that
house.
Your hoop too?
And this was the no, that's not the, no. This was the wall right here that we so someone would sit up there in that tree.
Yeah.
Someone
that's
would
a
sit
great
up there,
line.
Right? See, you can't see a kid in there.
Can't see
someone
shit.
Would sit up there in that tree, and then they would sit, and then we would be on like just there with water balloons, and so and they would say now, and we would try to toss them over. We would try to toss them over and see if we could get a car. Now, this got expanded. This used to just be like
this
one,
side
yeah,
only,
just
right
this
here,
side,
yeah.
Right? And there was no median before, and so it clearly it's much wider. But
it
we
probably
would,
needed a bigger space because you guys were fucking making people crash left and right out there.
Yeah. So yeah, as the park was being built there, what year are we in? We're in 2007 right now. Okay.
So you're in that house.
I'm in that
house. The Lynch family's
in
that house.
We're probably there right now. Can you go to like the next year? Can you go to May 2009 that's down there? That's my truck right there. That's my truck. My dad gave me that truck. I passed my driver's license. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
Yep.
And you believe it's in the picture. It's crazy.
Yeah. The AC broke. So I always
In Vegas.
So I always drove with the window down. I always drove shirtless.
You did? You were a shirtless driver?
Yeah, or I had a wife beater on. Yeah. That is the truck. And I remember I parked there for years. Like, you know, whatever, as long as I had the car, years, 4 or 5 years. And I remember one day I ended up getting a parking ticket on the thing because technically, that's supposed to be facing the other direction. Here's the thing.
Is
this
that
is the
right?
Cul-de-sac. Yes. This is okay.
But wouldn't you
hang
be
on.
Driving
yes,
down
yes,
this
yes.
way?
Yes. But look, go. Okay. So if the car, that's the midpoint, pretty much. But it, you know what I'm saying? So
I see
where the
it
cul-de-sac
now.
Goes, technically, if I
mean,
if I'm closer to the left of the house.
Bruh.
I know. I remember, and I'm in high school, and I'm like, how am I gonna pay this? This is ridiculous because that's where we
Someone
would park all the time.
Someone drew an imaginary line and said, that's a little more to the left, so it should be facing.
So if
this
I'm
way.
Closer to the right, it can stay that direction. But if I'm closer to the left, it's not supposed to be that direction. Technically, isn't that the dumbest ticket
that
of all time?
The dumbest ticket of all time.
But I remember that. We would also do dumb games in Vegas where we would run across the asphalt bare feet in the summertime. So whatever, it's 110 in Vegas, and that was the game. It was like
what,
fine
see
shade.
How many steps
see
you could
fine
get?
Shade. Yeah, fine get to shade. That's what.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
the
you
shade
do.
Is probably 102. Dude, you just made me think of something. I'll never forget this. I watched an episode of Cops one time. It was in Vegas. And it's a guy at like a halfway house or some sort of facility where people are not well. And he's, you know, he's getting aggressive. And he's like older, just sort of crazy guy. He's not hurting anyone or anything, but he's getting aggressive. Mm-hmm. So they call an ambulance crew, come out, get the guy, you know, come out and check on this dude. So it's a man and a woman that show up. Okay. Guy's driving, ladies in the passenger seat. So as they're pulling up and they're slow rolling, she opens her door and she's going to hop out to help this guy. But the guy comes over and just starts like, like this. So the driver doesn't like it. He gets out to protect his partner and he tackles the guy. Okay. This is the middle of the summer. It's hot as shit. Tackles the guy. Now the guy starts going ballistic. Yeah, and they're holding him down like, sir. They're, sir. They can't calm down. He's going nuts. So then they cut, you know, and they do the cop interview and or the paramedic interview. He's like, turns out when we held him down, it was about 127 on the asphalt. He got second, third degree burns on some of his body. That's why he was screaming, dude. He wasn't.
That idiot,
he was
bro.
Screaming because they had his face down.
Oh, my God. That is so not okay. Yeah, because at nighttime, the ground
it's
is
like
warm.
It's like a frying pan. You're putting your, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, wait. I want to share daycare
yes,
with you.
Yes, hit me with your daycare.
As a
51-year-old
man, we did not have daycare like there's daycare today, man. There was no buzzing in, no signing in, no nothing. And the most embarrassing part about this is that I have a twin brother, right? I'm not lying to you, Drew. I think we were in seventh grade, but my younger brother's in third.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's like, you're all going to daycare. And we're like, we're not going to daycare.
Yeah, no way.
There we are. And guess what? We went to daycare for the summer, bro. And it was a lady's house, just like a country little house.
was a lady's house.
Yeah, dude. And she had a daycare. She ran out of her home.
No, she had a gated area. That's what she had. She had a gated area and a license.
This wasn't even a gated area. This was a house, like a bit of a farmhouse.
I'm saying in her backyard, she put up little gates. Oh, yeah. Not like her gated area.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
She had a license. Yeah. She had a piece of paper.
Dude.
And okay. Yeah.
She was an older lady with bad teeth. Her husband, look, I shouldn't say this because I don't know for a fact, but he probably beat her.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew you were
He was the guy that was like, where's my dinner, woman? Like, we would hear him say things like
no.
that. My dinner, I'm a man. I worked all day. Where's my dinner, woman? That kind of
no.
shit. Never had a smile on his face. Had a daycare in their home full of kids. Dude never had a smile on his face. Hated everything. Probably hated her. Probably hated his job. I know he hated us. And yeah. You know who didn't give a fuck? Me. My brother and I were so pissed that we were there. And our dad is working. This is, again, he's not, we don't have cell phones.
Yeah.
Seventh grade, we would have one. He can't call. Yeah. They won't let us use their phone. We told our mom, like, if dad shows up, we're leaving with dad. And the lady said, don't worry, I won't let their dad pick him up. I said, the hell you won't. You think you're going to outrun me, lady? you outran that toothbrush? So then here's the thing. They had weird power flexes.
Mm-hmm.
No one was allowed to have a drink while we ate. You were only allowed to drink after you had your meal. And I was like, that's not happening over here. Guess who the only kid got the drink at the table was while he ate? Me. Even my brother didn't speak up. I was like, you want me to choke at your table? And we would do this in front of that old man until I'm like, nope, I'm not doing anything. And then the kids had to take a nap. And she's like, you got to take a nap. I was like, I'm not napping.
What's the logic behind not allowing you to have a drink? That's bizarre.
Just a weird power thing. And my mom was like, there's no way I'm letting you two take care of your little brother, all three of you home alone. You're going to this daycare. We're like, we're going to be Drew Lynch's at this fucking daycare. And that's what we were. We were the worst kids on purpose. Like, I would go drive there telling my brother, you're like, watch today. I'm a fight for milk. I'm going to fight for that milk. And I did. I would. I stood strong on it. I stood strong on it.
There is something about like a you versus the establishment type thing whenever you're a kid. It's so weird. Older people like not being as nimble as we are. So once you break that construct that you're faster than them and you can just run to the next room and all that they really do is like write you up, then you kind of just run with that, you know? And then I got kicked out of that daycare.
Did you ever get punished at home?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, did your dad or mom ever put hands on you, a belt or anything like that?
I got the belt.
Really?
A few times, yeah.
Listen, kind of like hearing this, because you're a young man, which mm-hmm. means your dad would have been, what year was it when you got the belt?
Probably 2002. Yeah.
People, I feel like people think the belt stopped in the 80s. Yeah, you know
no,
what I mean?
No,
that
no,
belt
no.
stopped.
No.
2000, what'd you do to get the belt?
Well, I mean, just a lot of this stuff. I mean, I dished
you
one time.
You got it more than once then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Not just I got it once, bro.
And as the thing is, like, it was always for the lie. It was always like I would get in trouble for the thing, and then I would tell them that I never, like, they would say, what happened at daycare or what happened at school? And I would say, nothing. And they would be like, are you sure? Because we feel like there was maybe something. And I was like, no, there was nothing. And then they're like, well, your teacher called. And I was like, okay, well, then my alibi's fucked now. I mean, like, if you have witnesses, then yeah, I'm fucked. And so then I would get the belt for lying.
Glenda called.
Yeah, from Glenda.
And then you would get the belt. Was it always dad or did mom and dad belt?
No, mom would get upset, and it literally was like when your dad, you know, when your dad gets home type thing. And so
you'd be anticipating. Yeah.
I remember I would, my mom gave me the belt one time, but I always appreciated
when
my mom gave me the belt one time, but I always appreciated when my dad did because, and I said that sounds weird, but because my dad never missed. My mom would go high sometimes.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't have skin there, homie. I'm 10. Like, I have an ass a little bit. Don't do that. But she would just get so angry. I was like, just look where you're hitting. You know what I mean? But she would just, one of these, you know what I mean? Letting her anger kind of carry her. And she was left-handed too. So, you know, some all kinds of fuckery was going on with angles. They're left-handed people. They don't
know
what
they
to.
Are. My dad was left-handed. I got the belt from a lefty as well. I'll tell you, man, I'll never forget this either. I wish he was alive. because I'd love to ask them. We're probably 5 or 6. And if that's the case, then it's 1978, 1979. And I can't tell you to this day, and neither can my brother, what the hell we did. But my mom told my dad we did something. He came home from work. He wasn't even there. This is a lady telling someone else something.
That's it.
And he comes in hot, and we're getting the belt. And I only got the belt one time because it was double torture for me. He made us as twins lay side by side. So I watch my brother get the one, and I'm like, that's coming next. This is coming. My brother didn't get to see what it was. He got the bang bang, and he got to get out. I had to watch it.
Yeah, you had it worse.
And then take that same
beating.
You
had it worse.
And then my dad felt bad about it. My dad I remember him apologizing immediately as a kid. And he said, I'm never going to do that to you again. And he didn't.
Wow.
But what he did start doing was he would grab, if you go by, grab the inside of your arm. And he would hold it and turn it like that. Oh, dude. I would tell him, give me the belt.
Yeah.
Give me the belt, man. That's bruising me and shit over there. That shit hurts.
That one does hurt. That's also like sibling shit. Like,
yeah,
your siblings
exactly
do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's cool that your dad, it's cool that your dad had some remorse
at least
for it. But I mean, the twin, was it a thing where if you ever got with the buddy system where it was like, if you ever got in trouble, your brother got it, or if your brother got in trouble, you got it?
We didn't give a shit if he did what he did, I'd stand there and watch and laugh. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you dumbass. Yeah. I wasn't like, Dad, don't. I was like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. And he was the exact same way when I was getting my ass kicked.
That's brutal.
Yeah. That's how we were for sure. We were just like straight up. Were you never competed with your brother like that at all?
No, my brother and I, we were best friends. I mean, we still pretty much are, but my brother, my sister, and I, we were all really close, so we never snitched on each other. So it was a situation where sometimes it was a unified front coming to my parents, and so they would be like, well, if you're not going to tell us, then it's for all of you. And so, in a way, you know, that's almost a bonding experience. You know, you're like in the trenches with somebody, knowing that you're not going to give them up, or they're never going to give you up for a time in the future.
My brother would give you up in a heartbeat. And once he did, I was like, you know what? Then fuck you. One of my favorites was I had glasses as a kid. And I hated them. And my brother would make fun of me and everything. And I hated wearing them. My dad's like, his glasses cost a lot of money. Wear the glasses. You know, that thing.
Yeah.
So I put the glasses on. And my brother took them off my face one time. And he was like, we were fighting about something. He just grabbed them off my face. And he just ran them across the drywall and gave them back to me. And they had white paint all over them. And they were all scratched up. But listen, I hated wearing them. And as soon as he gave them to me, I just hit him with a big smile. And he goes, don't. And I go, Dad.
Oh, no.
He goes, don't. I put them on and I walk out like I'm sad. I'm like, look what Derek did to my glass. Oh, man. My dad went off. I made sure I took those glasses off so I could see that ass off of Drew Lynch. You think I was going to take that?
Dude.
I was supposed to lie, but like I tripped and just slid my face across the wall. Hell no. He did this, Dad. Now I can't see. I would do that. He's like, you didn't like him anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was doing, yeah. But you just used that ammo.
Yeah. Total brother shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's wild, man.
Dude, thank you for doing this. This was a lot of fun to laugh with you here.
This was so fun. It really brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah, thanks for the exclusives, too.
Yeah, jeez.
Good and bad.
I've got to be red in the face, Kirsten, for some of this.
Please promote anything you'd like again.
Sure. It's at the Drew Lynch on all socials, drewlynch.com for tickets. I'm on tour all the time. And then I have my own podcast called Did I Stutter?
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, go to Apple, iTunes, whatever it's called, and hit us with a 5-star review. And come see me on tour. If I'm in your town, when you're around, get tickets at ryansickler.com. I'm going all the way through 2024. And hey, thank you for your support. I genuinely appreciate what you guys do. And talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.